Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, precious saints of God, and welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. I hope and pray you are all doing well. Well, today's Thursday, June the 1st, and we were scheduled to go to the Palatine Nursing Home, and we did go. But the whole unit had COVID. Those poor people. Prayer to the Lord on behalf of our beloved brothers and sisters at that nursing home who are actually a church, believe it or not, where two or three are gathered in the Lord's name. And on an average, every time we go to Palatine and every time we go to St. John'sville, on an average, there's 15 souls there, not including staff. Sometimes there's 10, sometimes there's 22, sometimes there's 17. On an average, if we were to average it all out, every single visit has 15 souls on an average. That's a church. So let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we present to you our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, who reside at the Palatine Nursing Home. Those are blood-washed saints. Those are brothers and sisters in Christ, whose names are written in heaven, whom you love, whom you have saved. And what faith those people possess. How they love it when we come. How they love it when we bring them communion. when they sing the hymns, when they hear Brother Joe preach. Oh, they're so blessed. When Sister Char and Sister Jeannie go about giving them the elements for communion. The looks on their face, the happiness, the joy. And now, Lord, we went today, but that whole nursing home is infested with COVID. We have Sister Mary Neff there, one of your very own, and so many others. God have mercy. God have mercy. Heavenly Father, we pray for your tender mercies upon that entire nursing home and the staff, those wonderful people who take care of your people. Lord, we pray that you would extend your mighty hand, your healing hand, your mighty hand. Oh, great physician, we turn to you that you may make the rounds in all those units and touch those precious bodies and heal them. This we ask, this we pray, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. This week, we are looking at Psalm 81:10. And it reads, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. This is such a beautiful text, and the title of our series is Open Thy Mouth Wide in Prayer, and God will fill it. The text has a part A and a part B. If you look at the first part, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. That's the A part. The B part is, open thy mouth wide and I will fill it. So let's consider part A. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. How did these people secure? How did the Israelites of old, because we have to ask the question, how did the Israelites of old secure their freedom? Because they were in Egypt. They were in bitter bondage. They were in severe servitude. They were under the merciless hands of the Egyptians. God says, I am the Lord God which brought thee up or out. That's where we get the word Exodus, exit. I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of what? Egypt. The text speaks of deliverance. The God who delivers. The God who's able to save. The God who's able to make a way where there is no way. The God who's able to liberate people who are in trouble, people who are ensnared, people who are being held back against their will. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Well, how did that happen? How did God's people secure their liberty? How did they connect with God? How did they enlist the help of God? How did they do it? Well, the answer is they opened their mouth wide. Open thy mouth wide, says the Lord, who's already delivered you once. Open thy mouth wide, and I will what? Fill it. Well, what does it mean to fill it? It means to give you the desires of your heart. Open your mouth wide. Let it be known to God what you want, what you desire, and he will fulfill it in your life. So again, the question, how were these people liberated? How were these people set free? How were they able to enlist the services of God? Well, they prayed. So let's go to Exodus chapter 2. And we're going to read verses 23, 24, and 25. Exodus 2, as we lay the foundation for this study this week. Exodus 2, verses 23, 24, and 25.
Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out, and their cry came up to God because of the bondage. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them.
There it is. It says, then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage. They were sighing. I mean, they were oppressed. They were groaning in agony, groaning in depression, groaning because of their bitter bondage. As a result of their groaning, their sighing, their complaining, it says, and they cried out. And their cry came up to God. How did they secure their release? How did they secure their freedom? How did they secure their exodus? They weren't more powerful than the Egyptians. There was no way they were going to fight their way out of Egypt. They couldn't do it. They had no leader. They secured their victory when they cried. What happens to a person when they cry? Look at a child when a child is crying. Look at a two-year-old when he's crying. I mean, his mouth is wide open. He's just crying. He's lamenting. He's, Mama! And the parent runs. Why? The child is crying. Tears streaming down their face. Little mouths wide open. I mean, they're not whispering that they're afraid. They're not doing sign language. No child that is crying of a broken heart does sign language to the parents. No child that is full of fear or hurting or sick refers to his parents, I'm sick. No, they cry. Have you ever had a child, a two-year-old with an earache? Oh, it hurts. They cry. Oh, it breaks your heart. They cry. They open their mouth wide. And mom or dad or one of the grandparents scoops them up and comes to their rescue. I am the Lord thy God who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. How did you leave the land of Egypt? You cried, and I heard your cry. You secured your deliverance when you opened your mouth wide. So now you find yourself in trouble again. Remember, saints, the book of Psalms was written about portions of the book of Psalms, and we would have to say Psalm 81 was written about 500 years after the Exodus. So these are the same covenant people, but centuries later, and they're in trouble again. And the Lord says, I'm the Lord thy God who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Whatever you're in now, whatever mess you're in, whatever trouble you're in, whatever distress you're in, whatever problem you're in, All you have to do is do what you did before in Egypt. You cried. Open thy mouth wide, and I will what? Fill it. Make a request. Make your cry. Tell me what you want, and I'll deliver. That's what when God says, I will fill it, he will satisfy you. He'll make you happy. He'll make you happy. So, let's consider this. We heard their cry in Exodus 2. We've heard their cry. Did we not hear their cry? Yes, we did. Now, let's see if God was able to fill their mouth with what they asked for. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus 3. All righty, here we go. Starting at verse 1.
Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the...
Now here's Moses. Here's a guy who is hundreds of miles away from me, hundreds of miles away from Egypt, hundreds of miles removed, hundreds of miles removed from what's going on. He has no clue what's going on in Egypt. He has no clue as to how bad it is, but God knows. And Moses has taken on basically a new identity, a new persona, a new career. His days of his dream of being a deliverer, that's far removed. He's got a wife, children, a new job, lives in a new land, new passport, new citizenship, no longer in Egypt, now living in Midian, got the good life. But God, who has heard the cries of his people who have opened their mouth wide, is now responding, and he reaches out to Moses and says, listen, my people have cried. I have to satisfy their prayer. I have to answer it. And I'm going to use you to answer it. So that's where we are.
Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said,
I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn.
So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called him from the midst of the bush.
Moses, Moses.
Here I am.
Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God.
So now Moses is introduced to God, and now God is going to explain to Moses why he has appeared to him. And it all goes back to, Moses, I'm commissioning you because my people have opened their mouth wide. Here it is. You'll see this in verse number 7. Here it is.
I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows.
See, God has seen what the Egyptians are doing to the Israelites, but more importantly, he has heard their cry.
They have opened their mouths wide. They have brought their complaint to the judge of all the earth. They want justice. They want reparations. They want God to intervene. So they have opened their mouths wide. You file a complaint. You are given a court date. You go to court and you have an advocate. You have an attorney. You have a lawyer. Open his mouth wide to present your cause because you've been hurt. Someone has done you wrong. Someone has committed an injustice against you. Someone has hurt you. Someone has harmed you. And so you go before the judge, and it's the opportunity that you have when you appear in court. That's the moment. That's the time to make your cry, to make your plea. And God says, I've heard the cries of my people, Israel. Now what?
So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey.
Isn't that what God said in Psalm 81:10? I am the Lord thy God who brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. What prompted me to do so? You opened your mouth wide. That's what prompted me to do it. So now God says to us in Psalm 81:10b, he says to this generation, I did it for the former generation. I got them out because they made their cry unto me. Open thy mouth wide, and I will do for you what I did for them. So here it is. Here's the remainder part. Here's the remaining part of the text. We're going to go to verse 10.
To the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them.
You see, again, God emphasized, now therefore behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. Not only did I hear their cry, but then I looked for myself and I saw the oppression. Their cry was not a fake cry. They weren't crying wolf. They weren't saying that they were abused and no abuse was going on. No, they cried and their cry was real. The oppressors were real. The oppressors were not imaginary. The oppressors were not made up. This is not someone who claimed to be raped and it's a hoax. This is not like Jesse Smollett, the black man in Atlanta, who claimed that two MAGA disciples of Donald Trump beat him up. That was a hoax. The guy went to jail for that. It was found out to be a hoax. No one beat him up. No one found him in the street at 2 in the morning and gave him a beating. It was a made-up story. So when people cry, when people call the police and they say such and such happened, there has to be an investigation. Someone has to look into it. God heard their cry, and he saw, he investigated, and he saw that the Egyptians were actually beating them, oppressing them. They opened their mouth wide and God filled it. Now, when they opened their mouth wide, God filled it with what? I'm sure is your question. Well, when they opened their mouth wide, God removed the bitter taste of bondage and replaced it with the sweet taste of freedom, right? Here it is again. It's there in your outline. God removed the bitter taste of bondage and removed it and replaced it, with the sweet taste of freedom. When you cry to God, when you're hurting, it's a bitter taste. It's a horrible taste to be going through something horrible. Oh, what a taste it leaves in your mouth. When you cry out to God in prayer, he removes that bitter taste. He comes to your rescue, and he gives you the sweet taste of heaven. Open your mouth wide, saints. What are you going through? What pains you? What hurts you? Maybe you're not going through anything, but maybe it's one of your children. Maybe you're concerned about one of your grandchildren. Maybe you're concerned about one of your siblings who's up there in age. You may have a brother or sister who's up there in age and still hasn't come to Christ, and they're still in bondage. They're still under the iron fist of Satan, and you pray, oh, God, set them free. Open your mouth wide. Cry out to God for mercy for that brother or sister who's headed headlong into the lake of fire and doesn't even realize it. Open your mouth wide. He is the Lord God who brings people out of their Egypts. Everybody has an Egypt. Everybody has a place of sin. Everybody has a place where Satan rules their lives, where Satan is the Pharaoh, where he makes their life bitter, horrible. If only they would open their mouths wide. So, let's read verse 10. And with this we end. Exodus 3:10.
Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.
There it is. God wants them to come out. God wants them to experience the Exodus. God wants them to taste freedom, the sweet taste of spiritual freedom. How many people you know can't let go of that bottle? They're in bondage to those spirits, you know, wines and spirits, to the devil in the bottle. How many people are there's so many addictions, it doesn't even pay to name them. They're in bondage. In bondage. Oh, we pray that God will bring them out of their Egypt. But in order to do so, someone must open their mouth wide for God to fill it. They must open their mouth wide in a cry. A cry. Think about it. A cry. When somebody makes a battle cry, are they speaking under their breath? Is it just a little whisper of battle? No. A cry is a cry. No matter what nature the cry may be, of what nature, a cry is a loud declaration. Open your mouth wide. Let it all out. I will remove the bitterness, and in its place, fill your mouth with sweetness. That's the promise of God. We'll leave it there. We'll be back tomorrow. I want to close today's broadcast. Please, don't forget tomorrow, don't forget to pray for the nursing home, the Palatine Bridge Nursing Home. All those people need it. And pray also for St. Johnsville, because if it's at Palatine, sooner or later it'll show up at St. Johnsville. So let's pray. Let's keep those brothers and sisters in Christ in prayer. I want to close today's broadcast with the song, Hear My Cry, O Lord, Attend Unto My Prayers. Oh, what a beautiful song. Listen to this. It'll minister to your heart.
Hear my cry. My friend.
from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. And when my heart is overwhelmed, please lead me to the rock that is higher than I, that is higher.
And the strong.